listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. The Wheatbelt has one of the lowest unemployment figures in the country. New data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealing the national March average sits at 3.9%, while the region recorded an unemployment rate of 2.9%. More than 12,000 cows are set to be surveyed in a Calves Alive project run by East Coast researchers in efforts to improve the fertility outcomes and health of cattle. It's as hundreds gather at this year's Beef Week in Queensland, which welcomes people from the Aussie beef community to celebrate all facets of the industry. UQ Associate Professor Louis Prada-Isilva says they've been using a tail hair test to identify which cows are the most efficient and can reproduce well.
We can tell if the animal is good at preserving the little protein they have available on pastures or not, and to test whether or not we can actually test in the tail hair earlier in life of the animal if the animal will be an efficient animal or not.
More than 60 customers had power restored to their properties following an outage in the Wheatbelt yesterday. Power lines fell after a tractor hit a pole in Dunedin, which caused damage to network infrastructure. According to the Western Power website, a pole replacement is required. And investigations are continuing following an alleged incident which left several people with a burning sensation to their eyes, nose and throats. Police alleged it happened on April 25 at a Bunnings store and are calling on those affected who were present at the time to contact Northern Police. In sport, a huge round four in the Avon Footy League. The Kellerberrin Tamman Cats claiming victory over the Cunderdin Magpies, the score 71-67, while the Beverley Redbacks proved no match for the Quiriding Bulls 91-40, and the Northern Railways got up over the York Roos 99-66. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.